Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. Much more than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT 7. Unless you heard last week was the second time I said 5, which no one corrected me. Everyone was very polite. If this was one of my other podcasts, they'd be quick to tell me when I was wrong. So thankfully,
I literally didn't notice it until I listened back to the podcast and I was like, wait a second, he said 5.
I even had it titled right, but somehow I said it wrong. So my apologies to everyone. Well,
it's okay. It's a free podcast.
Well, Tim, you had your birthday week. It's now complete. How you feeling about it now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel exactly the same as I did before.
As they say, hey, we got a new Star Trek captain, everybody. Who's excited about that?
Who's that?
I saw that. I'm excited now.
Oh, I know I am too. What's his actual name? I only know him as like the name character.
His name is Jason Isaacs, but you might know him as Lucius Malfoy.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that guy at Universal.
I mean, I am a Star Trek fan, but I really can't think of anyone more like perfect to play the next captain. Fits right in. So I'm pretty pumped.
Well, what's the captain's name?
I don't know if we have the captain's name yet. Do we have the name?
Captain Lucius Malfoy.
I'll try to find. Hold on, give me a second.
Oh man, I hope he's walking around with a cane and like a black cape
with
and everything.
Snake.
White
Wouldn't
hair.
That be amazing. They just cross over the two geekdoms.
Oh, interesting. They're saying he is the captain, but he's not the star of the show.
Who's the star? The medical officer?
His number one will be the lead, who is the lieutenant commander. It's from someone from The Walking Dead.
I saw that. She's the one that had the two zombies on a chain or something, as I recall. I can't.
Oh,
remember her
okay.
Name. I think.
And Isaac's character's name is Lorca.
Uh-huh. Lorca?
Lorca.
L-O-R-C. So the second in command is the main story. So it's going to be like, well, we're going on adventures. And then there's like a confession booth and they come in and like, today we had to deal with a bunch of aliens, and they like go off on their own side story, right?
Well, interesting with Star Trek because they always, the captain's always the lead character, but there's many episodes, especially in the later series, like Captain Picard wasn't even on the show or was briefly in an episode. It was always much more of an ensemble cast for most of the Star Trek series.
Yeah.
I mean, if we really want to nerd out, I mean, Deep Space Nine was more about, what was her name? The Bajoran ambassador that was on the station than it was Captain Sisko. Isn't that correct?
Was it the Seven of Nine?
No, that was Voyager. I can't believe I know that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't really watch those series. I just really watched Next Generation. But let's just move on before we lose either half our audience that's offended that we're misquoting Star Trek or half the audience that doesn't care.
I feel like the funniest thing is Deep Space Nine is the series that I've seen the most of. I couldn't tell you a darn character off that show except for the one guy that was like the bartender with the big ears.
Oh, Quark.
Yeah. That's it. I couldn't even say his name, but I remember him.
Quark's Bar in Vegas. You could just hang out at it. It was awesome.
I think that's the one I saw the most of, too. I don't know what. That was the one that I actually would sit down and watch. Otherwise, yeah.
I didn't really watch any of the series until after I got married. My wife is a bit of a Trekkie, so we sat down and she had us watch all of TNG of the Next Generation. That's actually why my son's name is Riker, which was the number one on the Next Generation.
He's number one. He's your first child.
So we named him Riker from that. Well, not necessarily from that. It was more like it was the inspiration behind the name Riker, where it came from. So we watched all of TNG, and then we got to the last episode, and Amanda would not let me watch the last episode. She didn't really want it to be over, and that kind of happens when we're streaming these series, especially when we're binge-watching them. It seems to be we get to the point where it's like, all right, I'm ready for this last episode, but you've already spent so many years watching something or months that it feels sad for it to be over after 300, 400, or whatever hours you've spent probably watching this series. But eventually I was just like, okay, I want to watch the last episode. and we sat down and we watched it.
Oh, see, I was more of a fan of Sequest.
Oh, not quite as many episodes of Sequest. Right. I think you could binge Sequest in about a day and a half.
Actually, wasn't a big fan. Wasn't a huge fan of Sequest. I just thought that I might add something to the conversation by bringing up Sequest.
Appreciate that.
Well, then I've been nerding out here for a minute. What's been going on in your guys' week so far? I don't want to spend all my time just nerding out about Star Trek here. What's been going on?
Well, I was excited to hear your thoughts on Logan, though.
A couple people asked that actually via Twitter, what I thought about Logan, if I'd talk about that. And maybe we'll do that thing. Maybe we'll just do some ridiculous ones. Maybe we'll go through some of those ridiculous comments, give some like one word answers, because there were some pretty interesting ones that came in. Did either of you guys see Logan?
No.
No.
Okay, I will keep it as spoiler free as possible. I really enjoyed it. It was really intense. I don't know if I'd see it again just because of how intense it was and hardcore. Being that everyone knows it's Hugh Jackman's last time as Wolverine, there were some emotions there, and also just you could tell he put on a great performance because of that. In the moment, it was amazing. Maybe thinking back on it, were there some moments that I look back and go, yeah, that's a little plot holy. That's a little strange. Yeah, probably. But at the time you're watching it, it doesn't happen because it's just so hardcore and it's just so intense. And once it kind of takes off, it has kind of that, I don't want to say it's like the Mad Max Fury Road vibe, but it's a little bit of that just because it's, once it gets going, it kind of doesn't stop. But I really enjoyed it and really enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm not usually a hater on a lot of the X-Men movies. I haven't seen all of them, so I know there's a lot of timelines, and it was a little confusing to me where we were within the films. And it's pretty unclear even after I'm watching it because they mentioned stuff from the first two movies, but I think some of the time travel ones kind of take away those things from happening. I'm not really sure exactly, but if you kind of take it based on the first few X-Men movies and move it to now, I thought it was a great ending to potentially this character. But just that was a great movie. It was a little odd, I have to say, to see these movies or to see these characters curse a lot, like hardcore, R-rated amount of profanity, because it didn't really feel like it fit the characters because we've known them for so many years and we haven't known them as people with necessarily that were that profane. So to hear them say something, it kind of took you back for a minute. It took a while to get into it because it felt out of character in some ways, especially like Professor X. But it was fun. I really liked it. And the thing is, it would have been R-rated without the language, and not that it offends me. It just was felt out of character because of – and they even had like one moment of gratuitous nudity, which wasn't necessary, but just due to the fact that it was so hardcore violent that there was no way this movie was walking away with a PG-13. I mean, it was disturbing. But it's a movie in general that just hasn't gotten out of my mind, just kind of stuck with me. And every couple hours, it'll pop back up about how it went.
See, I was... Go ahead, Bart. Sorry.
I certainly don't believe it'll be the last time he plays the character. Especially with... I mean, they put that... When you saw it, it had the little Deadpool teaser in front of it, right?
Yeah. Or did it? Yes, it did.
Okay. And those two both shared a picture about a month or two ago of them sitting together and also with Pierce Brosnan,
right,
who's rumored to maybe play Cable in a Deadpool movie. So, I mean, everything's being lined up for them, for Wolverine to show up in one of the next Deadpool movies.
Yeah, he said that he was thinking about showing up in Deadpool 2, but he has decided against it. And Deadpool, I guess, would technically take place, because it takes place in current day, would take place before these films, would take place in the not-so-distant future. And I'm sure you guys have seen that in the trailer. It clearly takes place in the future, but not a decade in the future. Not like a super far. So I guess technically it could happen. He could show up.
Yeah.
In the movie. No, I could see, because Patrick Stewart kind of said the same thing, but he's backpedaled a little bit, that their performances are just so good as these characters that it is a really good send-off. And to see him to come back, I could see Patrick Stewart more likely come back than him. I'm not exactly sure if he's not getting any younger. And also I saw that Hugh Jackman said he really is enjoying right now just like going downstairs in the middle of the night and eating a bowl of cereal after 17 years of being in Wolverine shape. It is one of those weird things where you watch, I want to get like super jacked now. Because he's like old man Logan, so you kind of relate to him in a weird way. You're like, well, if he can do that, then I mean, why not?
I kind of had a question about that. Is like, I saw a progression of the 17 years of Wolverine, where I think it was some sort of teaser for the movie where they took Logan from the first movie and made his face age to where he's at now, and he gets scars. How does Wolverine get scars?
They kind of explain that in the movie. I don't really want to spoil it, but there's a definite reason why he is aging they okay. early on kind of explain why his body's not what it earlier was.
Gotcha.
And a lot of it is just the way he's now starting to age. And yes, he's like 100 plus years old, fought in all those wars. But yeah, they do kind of explain it. They don't just leave it to, oh, now all of a sudden Wolverine can get injured or scarred or something. It was definitely well thought out in all of that. There's only a couple moments that do have that moment of, wait a second, that doesn't really line up with the... Overall, though, I mean, don't go if you have like a weak stomach or you're not willing to deal with an R-rated superhero movie. And there were like, there was like a 5 and 6 year old in the movie. If I'm guessing they're 5 and 6, but felt like that age just knowing my son. Don't bring your kids to this movie. It's super violent. Super gory, bad language. It may be just branding it Wolverine is the problem, or branding it Logan as people see these characters they're familiar with and they take their kids to see it anyway. Don't really check to see if it's R-rated. But they left about 30 minutes in, though they probably should have left within the first scene. But again, really good. Just lots of blood, lots of gore, some really dark subject matter, stuff we really haven't seen in a, quote, superhero movie before. I don't want to go too far into this, but I really liked it. And maybe one day you guys will see it and we can do like a special bonus Logan cast where we can break it down and I'll probably tear up.
See, I was trying to figure out though, is like what makes this movie so much more violent? Like I just watched X-Men Apocalypse and X-Men Apocalypse, like at spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, the end of the movie, the X-Men win. I mean, it's kind of obvious because they don't die, but
jeez, Tim,
the way that they end it with defeating the bad guy is by melting his skin off of his skeleton. So like, that's pretty violent.
I mean, that'll do it,
but that's not,
no, I said that'll do it normally.
Yeah. It's just like a different level of violence and it's continual, especially using claws. And not that it's not violent what they did in the other movie, but this is continual with the claws. It's not just one scene. Once it really kicks in, it's maybe every 10 minutes, 5 minutes, because the first part of it does have this like kind of Western-y vibe, a lot of dialogue. It's slow paced. I really love that part. It's probably my favorite part of the movie. And then it kind of kicks into gear. And once it doesn't really stop with the violence. And it gets really hardcore violent. A lot of it's really fast because it's with the claws, but just think about every way that possibly Wolverine could use his claws and other people could use their mutant powers to hurt. But I think a lot of it's just because of the nonstop violent nature of this movie. That is just a lot of people just sat there saying, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe what I'm watching.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty interesting. I'm excited to see it.
That's my review. One thumb up.
One claw up.
It did make me kind of want to get some adamantium claws. And I did look at the poster. I tweeted that out. It's like me and the poster. And I kind of could pull off a little bit of the facial features. I was kind of, I could do this for Halloween. I have to just get in super solid shape.
Yeah, you should do it.
I'll try. Do you dress up for Halloween, Tim?
Do I dress up?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like we do enjoy dressing up. Here's the issue. So I have this mustache, right? This mustache limits me so much as far as costumes go because I can't really do anything with it. Like I went as Walt 2 years ago and I was like, I guess an evil Walt because I have this curly mustache. And it's like, that's not the mustache that he had, but people still sort of got it. But like, I don't have very many choices because I can't cover up the mustache. Like it's just, it's there.
You could be that, who'd they roll out in the parks this week? The villain from Meet the Robinsons?
Bowler hat guy.
Yeah, you could go as him. Or didn't some kid go as you for Halloween this year?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Did you know that was going to happen, or did you just kind of stumble upon him?
No, I just showed up and he was there.
That's awesome.
I don't even think he knew I was going to be there that day because we didn't like advertise what day we were going to Not So Scary.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So, it was amazing.
Well, hey, should we announce our Moon Pie winner this week?
We can do it now.
All right, let's do it. Well, full disclosure, the lovely people at Moon Pie had an issue. And the issue was printing those exclusive boxes that were going to have our cool logo on them. Unfortunately, and fortunately, it's the 100th anniversary of Moon Pie. And with that, they just switched out the boxes. And because of that, the box design, they can't print our logo on it. So they wanted to make things right. If you win, Moon Pie is going to send you an awesome 100th anniversary. It's a Moon Pie. It's worth about 10 bucks. That's what they sell for. 10 full of Moon Pies. Really cool. And also a Moon Pie t-shirt. All you have to do is send us, obviously, your shirt size if you win and your address and Moon Pie. Again, they've been awesome, and thanks to them. But unfortunately, they can't get the custom boxes right now. And we're going to be doing this for like the next 12 weeks or so. So make sure you get creative. Make sure you get, if you want to enter, we're going to tell you who won this week. But if you want to enter for next week's, follow Moon Pie. Follow BLT Lunch Break. Tweet to both of us and get creative. Have fun. We got some crazy creative ones. It was really hard to pick who would win this week. And I don't want to say this winner set the standard, because it's going to be a high standard to live up to, because it was pretty awesome. And not to say others didn't, because there were some amazing ones, even just funny little gifts. But this one's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some really amazing entries for sure.
With that, our winner is at DoeBear8 on Twitter. And first, thank you to he or she, or I don't know much about DoeBear, but wow, this was pretty awesome. But they immortalized us, and I'll just read the tweet. It says, fame is being immortalized as a Moon Pie. And of course, they did at BLT Lunch Break and at Moon Pie, so the people at Moon Pie saw it, and we saw it. And I want you to describe it, guys. You describe what this person did.
Bart, the author, I need your descriptive qualities.
It's us, but crocheted as Moon Pies. It's fascinating. It's almost indescribable. You have to see the picture.
Yeah, but like all three of us. You see Logan with his glasses and his beard. You see Bart with his little beard, and then you see me with my mustache, but in the shape of a Moon Pie with little arms and legs.
Yeah, we're almost California raisins, but Moon Pies.
Yeah,
that's right. That's perfect. That's exactly what I thought of.
And we're wearing
the Moon Pie
little racing. RC Cola bottle cap hats. They are amazing. Oh. And we retweeted, and I'll retweet it again to tell them they won. But again, I want to thank everybody who submitted ones. There were some of my favorites. There was a guy made like a 5-minute short horror film about Moon Pies and BLT. Re-enter, because you're going to win at some point, I hope. There were so many awesome ones. There was one that was had Roddy Piper from They Live that was just like a simple GIF or a meme. I love so many of them. There was one with the BLT with a little, surrounded by a Moon Pie. Someone actually made a BLT sandwich, took a bite out of it, put it with a Moon Pie. Again, thank you guys so much. Man, you guys all did such a great job. I don't want to discourage anyone from doing it again next week. So again, the contest continues. We'll reset starting the day that we announced this or recorded this. It's on Tuesday. So anytime after that, if we got ones, we'll consider them for next week. And you can reuse ones. You can do new ones. Just get creative. Again, you got to follow us at BLT Lunch Break. Follow at Moon Pie. Create something creative and send it our way. Have fun with photos. Have fun with videos. Do whatever you want. Anything could possibly win this cool collectible tin from Moon Pie. And again, I want to thank the people at Moon Pie for being supportive of our show. And man, it's just awesome. It's so awesome to hear from all of you. Make sure also when you tweet that you actually tweet out. I didn't say that last time. So don't start the tweet with our, don't start with at Moon Pie or at
thanks,
BLT.
Everybody.
Because we want people not only to hear about Moon Pies, but also hear about the show. It's a great way to share the moment with the show. So again, that's not an official rule, but it's a nice suggestion. And again, thanks to our friends at Moon Pie.
Well, don't be discouraged either that the bar got set so high for crocheted. Like, everybody's entry was super creative, and I think that it was a very, very close race. So keep doing what you were doing, and like keep entering, and maybe next week we'll pick like a Photoshop or a poem or a GIF. You never know.
Get creative and have fun. This whole thing is just about having fun and sharing the love for you guys who really made this thing happen. Ooh. And I'm rocking my
that's exciting.
Moon Pie camo hat. I just sent you guys your whole package of things, and I better see a Tim Tracker video with you rocking that camo hat.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you mentioned it last week when you said that you were wearing a Dale Earnhardt No. 3 hat. Camouflage. I have that same hat. I used to wear it all the time.
This is the Central Floridian connection. Every one of us had a Dale Earnhardt camo hat. Yeah, that's part of prerequisite. Sure, I still have mine. I just got to find it.
Yeah, I think I still have mine too. I'm not really sure where it is either. I know that we have our own podcast, but I wanted to talk to you guys because Jen just found this new podcast about Richard Simmons' disappearance.
Yes, from the people at Serial Koenig.
Yeah, but apparently she said that she was reading into the Twitter, and I guess the latest theory is that he was kidnapped by a witch.
By a witch?
Yeah.
Last thing I heard, it was by like his maid or something like that.
Yeah, at this point, the table's open.
I mean, here's the thing. He is at his house. We've seen him. We've seen pictures of him going to the hospital, going to the doctors. We've seen him in his house. He called Entertainment Tonight to say, hey, you know what? I lived in the spotlight for so long, and I am done. And leave me alone. And I just want to take a break. So It could go either way. It's certainly odd because he was someone who'd call into the Howard Stern show, or he'd show up every year on the David Letterman show. You know, so it is different, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see it. I could put myself in his shoes and just be like, you know what? I'm done. And just walk away from everything. Especially, apparently, he has a net worth of something like $100 million. Like, he's good.
Oh, yeah. Financially, he is fine.
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, someone did tweet us, how would your lives change? What would you do if you got $100 million? So we could talk about that. But Tim's clearly would just be... He would do nothing. He would just stay inside his house is what the Tim Tracker would do.
No. I would totally never leave my house in Bali.
Okay, so that's true. You'd upgrade a little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'd probably, I mean, it would be a permanent beach vacation for sure.
All right, Bart, what would you do for $100 million?
What would I do for? That's a long list.
No, we got to cut it down. What would you do for $100 million? What would you do with principles. $100 million?
With $100 million, like, you've already paid the taxes. You got $100 million to play with. I mean, I would definitely travel a lot. You know what the thing I always think about? This is how my mind works. This is why I need therapy. My mind immediately is like, well, the first thing I do is hire like a full security team to protect me and my kids because all these people are coming, you know. But yeah, I'd probably travel a lot. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm the kind of person who would put a lot of it away, but that's still a lot of money. You could spend a lot of $100 million and still have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I would call up Bob Iger and I would try to make a deal like, look, I'll give you the money. Just. Let me pick a ride and you rebuild it and let me just ride it all day. I don't know. That's a good question. I definitely would travel a lot and I'd probably start some kind, either my own like publishing company or my own production studio or something where I could just have fun and create stuff all day and hire all my creative friends. I don't know. I mean, that's really what it's probably actually what I would do is I'd start some kind of creative company and hire all the talented people I know that are struggling, like I sometimes feel myself and maybe other people on this podcast.
It didn't feel like you're about to say, like you guys.
I didn't really come out and say it, but
me too. I would start up some charitable thing like Bart just said.
Well, I mean, it's not like I said I'm going to fight cancer. I mean, that's what I probably should do, but I would do that too. But yeah, I would take some of it, you know, I'd put some of it aside and start like a little creative cooperative. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I think I'd make sure that all of my toilets in my house were Toto Japanese toilets.
Yes.
And then I'd also I'd also book all of my favorite bands and comedians to do like private shows for me and my friends. I've done that on a very small scale and kind of smaller acts that I really liked. And it is a blast. But I think I would go through that money pretty quick. $100 million actually doesn't get you that far, depending on the level of talent that I'm considering booking here. Be done in a... just be 100 shows. Done. Out of money.
Well, now let me ask you guys this. So, at least me and Bart said that we were going to travel. Is there anywhere in the United States, like the lower 48, that you would want to go or that you haven't been that you want to go?
That's a good man. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of Texas. I've never been to Texas. You know, it's funny. I said I want to travel, but the more I'm thinking about it, I kind of just want to do nothing. I'd just buy a much nicer house. And I'm like the guy from Office Space. I just want to do nothing all day long. I've never been to Texas. I'd love to see like Austin and the Gulf side of Texas is supposed to be beautiful. So You know, but yeah, I don't know. Where else would I go here? Isn't that sad? I mean, I've actually seen a lot of Tennessee when I was a kid, and Oklahoma, obviously Florida. I don't know. I've never been in New Orleans, as we've talked about.
Well, that's worth the trip. Yeah. New Orleans is great. Yeah. Not a whole lot of places I haven't really spent a lot of time in. I haven't spent a lot of time in Boston or the New England area really much. I've been through a lot of those like Midwestern states you wouldn't typically just drive in the touring and doing some events, and there's a whole lot of nothing in those towns. No offense, but what I've seen is nothing. I'm sure there's some nice places, but I haven't seen a whole lot.
No, I live there. There's nothing.
But no, I mean, I'm sure there's some things that I haven't seen that I'd like to. Like, I haven't seen Mount Rushmore, but I'm also not, if I really wanted to see it, I feel like I would have figured it out by now.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, I'd like to go to like sporting events. Like we were talking about the other day, like I'd love to go see UNC Duke play basketball or some major. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd go to some places and go see some major events and things that I've never experienced before. So yeah, maybe even more like that. Festivals and concerts and big things that make cities unique.
Oh man. See, you just saying that gives me anxiety for traffic getting to that place. Like the last time I was in Nashville, or the only time I was ever in Nashville, there was a sporting event going on at that stadium. And it is there a stadium in Nashville? Am I not thinking of
the Nissan, the Titan Stadium?
And yeah, and I just remember traffic being horrendous trying to get anywhere. And I feel like we had a plan to go somewhere and then we like gave up on it because there was too much traffic and didn't end up actually seeing very much of Nashville when we were there.
Well, it's gotten worse, I can assure you, because Nashville has become such more of a tourist town, and it really wasn't. I mean, we always had tourism, but now you have things like we had the show on CMT or on ABC. It's now on CMT, which brought a lot of attention to the town. We also have a lot of sports teams and concerts and events that happen, and we've had big companies like Nissan moved to actually out in the suburbs, so the suburbs are busy too. I like it. I think it's for the better. But even stuff like Broadway, where you'd go here, like all the honky tonks.
Oh, wow.
That's all expanded, and they've actually had to move that. It used to just be one sidewalk. They actually had to move it into the streets a little bit more because of how many people are coming through town now. And I only live about maybe 10, 15 minutes with no traffic from down there, so it's gotten pretty crazy. What about you, Tim? Is there any place you haven't experienced?
Well, see, I was so when I was younger, I don't know why, but my family only traveled up and down the East Coast of America. We never went west anywhere. Like, well, when I was a newborn baby, we went to the Grand Canyon, but I was a baby, so I don't remember any of that. So anywhere really, like I want to go see the Grand Canyon. I want to see Mount Rushmore. I want to go to Portland. I'd like to go to Northern California. I like so many places that I haven't been before. And I don't know. I would
that's
love
when they announced
spend
the West Coast BLT tour.
Yeah. We're going to Oregon.
Hey, I'll tell you, let me look up how many listeners we have in Oregon. It's got to be enough to just like get a bite to eat.
That'd be pretty sweet. Go to Voodoo Donuts, get some donuts. I'd be down with that.
See, there's a Voodoo Donuts that just opened up at Universal in Hollywood, or is about to open up.
Oh, that's right.
See, and like when I went out to California a year ago, that was only the second time that I've been cross country on a plane, and maybe only the fourth time I've ever been on a plane in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't fly anywhere until I was, I think, 18.
Well, I mean, that's why your parents didn't go anywhere. You're going to drive to California, but we do have a lot of listeners in California, but for Oregon, we are struggling a little. So you guys in Oregon listening, share the love. So you lovely 26 listeners, pick up the pace.
Although I have this dream of us one day doing like a BLT, like road show where we start, get like a big RV. We start at Tim's house in Florida, and then we drive like all the way to LA, or even, boy, driving to Portland would take forever a day. And we just
we're
record.
We're driving to Alaska.
That is your dream,
just
sir.
Record the whole way.
Sounds fun. How about a cruise? Yeah, a cruise. That that sounds better.
Yeah.
A cruise we could actually probably do. I can set that up. I know some people that if you guys want to do a BLT cruise, let us know. Can't guarantee what kind of ship.
We're going to go on one of those little, like, 10-person
catamarans. If we could get, like, 200 people that wanted to do the cruise, I could probably set it up.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. There's 200 of you out there that'll do a cruise with us. Come on.
Maybe we could just be just the 600 listeners that are in Melbourne. I mean, they could probably fill it up.
We will jam-pack it with content, people. It would be the most amazing experience ever. You know what I'd like to do?
The most amazing experience you'll ever have in a cruise, which is a cruise that doesn't exist and we've never spoken about until right now. Come on, kids. We're going to Nassau.
Listen, if you can dream it, you can do it.
No one ever said that.
I just want to, like, go around in circles in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
There you go.
I don't know if we can get Tim on the cruise ship. I don't know why. It just, you don't really give off the cruise flair.
Me? Yeah. I love the water. That's my jam.
Cruise in the water is a little different because, I don't mind a cruise ship, but a cruise is just kind of full of, you know, forced fun, party town. I mean, I like it. It's just a little different.
Forced Fun Party Town?
I'm the mayor of Forced Fun Party Town.
Wasn't that in Pinocchio?
You know, you go in there with like a celebration for nothing, like, all right, we're going off the dock and woo, let's party. All right. Like it's very much this controlled environment of trying to make you have fun, not taking something in and it being fun.
Well, here it is. On our BLT cruise, there will be absolutely zero forced fun. It will be so natural that everybody's going to have a fantastic time. As soon as you get on the boat, nothing. Just don't have
silence.
To do a darn thing.
Silence. A silent cruise except for the 1 hour podcast that we'll be doing.
That's right.
And that's during the mustard drill.
No one can see the recording. We do it from our own private room. It's just it's recorded just for us. I guarantee you before the end of this week, the week cycle of the show, I'll hear from someone who does these, like, I don't want to say celebrity cruises. That's I don't want to consider us to say, oh, celebrity cruise. You know, the celebrity cruises, big groups based on entertainment people. I guarantee you I hear from somebody about setting this up. Because I know, like, the guys who do, like, the Kid Rock one.
You're going to hear from Kid Rock?
Not from him personally, but maybe from, from, like, the guy who does his cruises. Which the Kid Rock cruise is right now, by the way, if you're I like to go on that just for people watching of it. But even, like, the companies that do, like, the small, like, the guys who do the Tom and Dan cruise, guys who do the podcast cruises.
You know Kid Rock's cruise guy.
No, I mean, he does lots of other cruises, not just Kid Rock, but there's so many other people that do. I mean, you can go to you can go on the Kiss cruise, you can go on whatever. There's a lot of brands that now do this, but it'd be different. See, what those guys do is if we went to the Kid Rock cruise, we have to sell like 2,000 cabins. This would be more, we go on a cruise ship with a group of people, they set stuff up like, games and things like that for our group or a private area for us, a theater to record our podcast in. But there'd be other people on the ship that were not joining in with us. It's more like a giant group, right? Hey, we're doing an open bar over here, like just for us. It's not like this big, I mean, still big, hundreds of people, obviously, but other people don't have to deal with our shenanigans on the boat from our listeners, which we know are hardcore. I'd be on a pretty discount cruise line, lots of norovirus. I don't see it being on Disney.
We're probably just going to have a BLT bus, like a Greyhound bus trip.
To a dog track.
No, I need like my private space. I can't do that. Oh, yeah. I'm not proud to admit that I've been to some of those dog tracks in Miami, and it's very sad. It's very, it doesn't really, you don't even feel like you're in America when you're at one of the dog tracks in Miami, Florida. Not because of the people, because of, it just doesn't feel like something should be legal.
Yeah, we don't even have any around. We had one and they finally closed it down. In fact, we almost adopted one of the dogs, but we had stairs and they said they have a hard time with stairs. This is the sad part.
I have a bad feeling that none of my audio is recorded, but.
Oh no.
But I will make it work.
This whole time?
If you're just hearing my voice for the first time, and it's because my audio wasn't recorded, but hopefully now it.
Man, it's just me and Bart talking to
it. I think I'll be able to find it or replace it, or I'll just go in and like I'll ADR the whole thing, and no one will ever know.
That'll be amazing.
Which is really odd if this is actually what happened, but I think it may have. So, all right, well, it's about 30 minutes. I got time today. If it's unnoticeable, then I'm a genius, and I can edit. But yeah, so. I don't know what we were talking about because I just had a moment of production freakout.
Oh, it's okay. We're not going to go back to what
how
we
guys
were talking
feel
about.
No.
We were talking about the cruise.
How you guys feel about DuckTales?
Oh, yeah. DuckTales. I did listen to the new voice talent doing the DuckTales voices, and I didn't really like it. I know that it's not geared towards me, but like the nostalgia in me was very offended by the voices.
They don't talk like Donald Duck.
Well, yeah, like they don't talk like Huey, Dewey, and Louie used to.
They talk just like guys, like Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, and I feel like the one that really offended me was Launchpad.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
His voice, just like when I heard it, I was like, oh.
He's way different. Oh, man. You're right about that.
I didn't really get offended, I'll be honest, but it definitely didn't hit that, you're right, like that nostalgic bone in my body to go, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of DuckTales.
I don't know, though. I am excited to see it, though.
Here's a random question that came in from Eric to fill this void as I slightly panic. Is Eric says, if a dog understood two languages, would that dog be bilingual?
What?
What?
I'm going to go with no, because a dog has to be able to speak two languages.
Right.
Yeah. If the dog could talk, then we would have our $100 million. Yeah.
Yes. And he would be bilingual.
We talked about before Logan was not recording.
Yes. No, hey, I got time today. They won't even know. They won't. You won't know, people.
No, nope.
You won't even know because I can hear. If it didn't record me, it recorded another mic in this room, and I will fix it. Can I fix it? Yes, I can. Bob the Builder.
This is going to be really interesting. I can't wait to hear this later. Logan's going to talk about completely, like, totally opposite of what me and Bart are talking about.
This is the last show we've ever done. I'm just setting you guys up. It's just going to be, it's just going to sound horrible.
Oh, man. It's going to sound like it's we're the ones that kidnapped Richard.
It's going to sound like the German version of my film, which is just the same guy doing the voice over and over again. That's going to be great. Oh, man.
Hey, before I run, because it's getting close to that time.
All right.
I did have an actual question I wanted to ask you guys. Because today is a significant day in history, in film history, as we're talking about movies, as we talked about Logan and your movie in German. Today is the anniversary of the original King Kong being released. The day we're recording this, not the day the folks at home are hearing this.
So now you ruined the magic again. 2 days ago.
I'm sorry. Well, I think they figured it out. we peeled back the curtain. I'm sorry. What do you guys think about this new King Kong movie that's coming out? The Skull Island.
I'm pretty excited for it. I can't wait. Like, it looks like very action-packed. It reminds me a lot of like the Marvel movies. Like, it feels like a good, gritty remake.
But he's so big. They purposely made him like... Well, they did this for a reason, because the next movie is going to be King Kong versus Godzilla. And he has to be big enough to fight Godzilla. But he's like, I just kept thinking as I was watching the trailer, and this is why I wanted to ask, because Tim, you're a smart man. You understand, science, and you know what love is. You understand science and engineering to some degree from what I've observed in knowing you. Isn't there a thing where like a living thing can only reach a certain size before like it just wouldn't like be able to exist? Don't they call that like maximum overdrive or something?
Maximum velocity.
Well, isn't there some term where you can only get to a certain, like spiders can only get to a certain size or something, or they'll die or something?
Usually it's based around their environment and what they can consume. If King Kong has free reign of an entire gigantic island and can eat enough to sustain himself at 30 feet tall, then yeah, I think he would be okay. Like, you take a look at the Galapagos. A lot of those animals are gigantic because they have free reign, no natural predators, that sort of thing. And yeah, I think he could.
What do they have besides tortoises there and lizards and iguanas?
I was mostly thinking of the giant tortoises.
All right, well, when I get my $100 million, I'm going to the
Galapagos. Where are the Komodo dragons?
Let's do a cruise to the Galapagos and see how big the monkeys are.
Well,
we're gonna.
I'll do that. I'm in for that one too. I want to see that movie really bad. I'll be honest. Like, I am. My son is in a King Kong kick, so we're watching a lot of King Kong. There's that King Kong cartoon that's on Netflix. So it's all. I'm all about it. I think the trailer looks funny, which is nice and a little bit refreshing. For a monster movie. I mean, I think that's really what this is a monster movie. So I look at it. It's getting decent reviews. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good. The fact that I could laugh two or three times in the trailer makes me feel like they're taking it the right tone. If it's not going to be the New York story, which again, obviously is a little bit of a more like the traditional King Kong has a serious overtone and a serious sort of subtext. If you're going for just straight up Monster Kong, I'm all for it. Now it does play a little weird into though their new ride, because it's like, is that Kong even similar to the Kong?
Well, I think that was one of the things that was a big complaint about the new ride, because the new ride came out and then there was like a change of direction in the film. So he was supposed to be exactly like the Kong that's in the ride, exactly the same size. And then they're like, no, make him bigger. And so now he's gigantic.
It's true, because I guess the animatronic, spoiler if you haven't written it, the animatronic Kong at the end is his head is like the size of a giant Kong. Though that doesn't really fit the video version of him. That's odd. I didn't think about that till right now.
But I did think about Bart, going back to your giant size thing. Just think about the size of the ocean. And then we've got these giant whales that grow to humongous, you know, the blue whale, the world's largest animal. Like it has all this space to grow, and it has all this other, like it has the ability to eat enough to support itself. And so I think the blue whale is bigger than King Kong.
You do?
Yeah, well, how big is the new King Kong?
New King Kong is probably, 20 stories tall?
I mean,
20 stories.
You've got to see, I just was looking at, I think Entertainment Weekly showed a graph of all the King Kongs, and this one is the biggest one they've done. I don't even know that's the thing. It's insanely big. Like he could hold a helicopter in his palm, not just a person. That's how big it is.
I'm kind of interested to know, did they compare it to any like real life? I mean, as far as
the real King Kong?
No, they did not.
No. No, they
like
didn't.
Mastodons?
Actually. No. Savage man-killing mastodons? No, they haven't. They didn't do that. Just the various cinematic Kongs.
This was on Entertainment Weekly, you say?
No, it's in, I think it's in, it might be in the most recent one with Logan on the cover, bringing it all home.
Oh, it's in a real
physical
magazine? Oh, what the heck?
We're old fashioned. We get paper magazines.
I used to get Entertainment Weekly every week. I don't,
My wife owns a hair salon, so we get everything. They just send them to us.
Do you get any magazines at home? Is there anything you still subscribe to actively?
I don't know.
I get, though I have not re-upped my subscription, nor do I remember subscribing ever, Sports Illustrated every week, which sadly I don't want to feel like I waste it. Typically just goes right in the trash, unless it's a cover of the story. I'm like, oh, that could be interesting. And I still get Rolling Stone. I get Rolling Stone every month. It's still a terrific read. So it's my only paper mag. I almost re-upped and joined Mad Magazine once again, but I think my son's just still a little too young for it. Like I read it and it's definitely still geared a little on the older side. So I think in a couple of years, you can start reading Mad.
I did find a chart that compares like movie monsters, and apparently the monster from Cloverfield is larger than Godzilla.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, seems right.
And then the blue whale is still larger than the monster from Cloverfield.
I'm just glad y'all didn't bring up there's a new Indiana Jones movie coming out, because everyone else did.
That's because that story broke a year ago.
Made me so mad. Like, I was genuinely, I don't get angry at those things. I was angry when like Slash Film and these sites that I read actively started picking it up. I'm like, what? Like one person sharing it, fine. Even 100 people sharing it. But when the news that I follow for my hardcore nerdy news obviously reported this a year ago, and like, we got a date. It's like, you had a date March 16th of last year. Like, oh, sorry. That's the end of my rant. I'm excited for the movie.
Hardcore nerdy news.
I don't even believe that movie's going to come out, but I don't know.
Is it going to have Shia LaBeouf in it?
Oh, man.
I don't hate the Crystal Skull as much as everybody else. So I can't. I guess like the prequels. I don't like the aliens part of it, but I don't hate the movie. It's not the one. In Temple of Doom are probably pretty close for me.
So I just watched all of the first three Indiana Jones movies back to back to back. And Jen was like bored out of her mind, going out of the room. And then Crystal Skull came on and I'm like, man, I'm not going to watch this. I've still never seen Crystal Skull. Because it's like, after seeing the whole thing with the refrigerator and everything, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to watch this. But then Jen found out that there was aliens in it. So now we have to watch it because she has this. She really likes aliens.
She's going
to
like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
I find it to be a fun film. It's not my favorite by any means, but I sat in the movie theater with a smile on my face the whole time and I enjoyed it. So what else can you really ask for?
The worst I can say about it is I just don't remember it, you know, but except Shia LaBeouf.
Me with every movie.
Yeah. Well, Tim has no memory.
I don't have.
True.
I just watched X-Men Apocalypse and the only thing that I can remember about it is, where did Jean Grey and Magneto learn structural engineering? Because at the end of the movie, they rebuild the academy. What's his name? Professor Xavier's School for Gifted Children.
Yeah.
Like, how did they know how to do that? They're just like coming back and they're like, all right, we're doing it. Putting it back together, using mind powers and magnets. Good to go.
I think you just answered your own question. Mind powers and magnets. That's all you need.
I just answered the reason why Tim goes to the same theme parks every day. Because he just can't remember them. He's like, I got to figure out what.
I do. Yeah.
What was that ride with the little boy in the bedroom that could fly? Like, I just can't. I can't remember.
When did Winnie the Pooh show up in this place?
When did they contract this with A.A. Milne?
There used to be a toad here.
It's awesome. All right. Well, Bart, how long you got?
It's
I
that
can
time.
Tell. I'm looking at my timer.
Nothing. I got
to stop it. I can feel it now.
I got to go. I got to get back in. You can feel when I got to go back.
Yeah,
to
like I can feel your you tense one, up.
Yeah. Let's finish it off with one quick fire question. Real quick answer from Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
We already did the dog one.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what people covered already. The Million Dollar Star Trek was brought in by Chris Ripley from Scare Zone. DuckTales, we already talked about. Deadpool 2 trailer. Did we talk about that? I feel like we did.
There's a Firefly poster.
We mentioned it.
If a Dog Understood Two Languages, we covered that. Previous jobs that shaped who you are today, way too big for this. We'll have to get into that another day. Another continuation of Woolly Mammoth and favorite craft brews and brewery. I guess we can end with that. Let's end on a high note, which
I mean, I like. I do like Cigar City. Does that count as a craft
still,
brewery?
Absolutely.
Still,
they're still completely independently run. Like Lagunitas, I wouldn't consider that now because they're half owned by Heineken. But I'll go with Cigars. Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch went on a buying.
Yeah, they tried to buy Cigar City, but they passed. I will go with Cigar City as well. Any specific Cigar City drink that you like? Any beer that you like?
Oh, I like the Maduro.
Yeah, that's good. I like the Florida Cracker. I know it's kind of a lightweighty drink, but it makes me feel like I'm home. Makes me feel like I'm in Florida.
What about you, Bart? You got anything?
Does Victory count as craft anymore? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I like
know.
One of my favorites is the Victory Golden Monkey, which is available on draft at Disney's Animal Kingdom, right outside of that little bar outside of Expedition Everest. Otherwise, if you want to come to the Midwest, there's a little brewery just over the border in Wisconsin called New Glarus, which is the town it's in as well. And they make a beer called Spotted Cow, which is delicious. So if you can ever get your hands on it. I can't even get it here. We can't buy it in Illinois. You have to go over the border to get it, like contraband. It's exciting.
If you're in Nashville, go to Yazoo. That's the most popular one here. So there you go. All right. So you know what?
If you're in Orlando, go to Orlando Brewing.
All right, so let's wrap it up. Follow us on all our social media, BLT Lunch Break. Go to bltlunchbreak.com. Let us know if you want to be on a BLT cruise with us, which will be intense. And we'll take you, as Bart said, the greatest experience you'll have in your entire life. Again, I'm just joking, but if you want to do it, who knows? If enough people say, yeah, we'll do it. Why not? And then
you will tell your grandchildren about it.
One time I went on this cruise. There was one tall guy and two kind of heavier guys.
with beards.
Quietest cruise I've ever been on.
And enjoy it.
There was absolutely zero forced fun.
Nope, it was the silent cruise. All right. So BLT Lunch Break, you know all social medias. Follow us, like us, do what you need. The Moon Pie contest is still happening for next week. So again, that is at Moon Pie and at BLT Lunch Break. Tweet us something cool. Have fun with that. And I think I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. How do you guys feel? It's a good place to wrap it up.
I feel good. I'm a little concerned about that situation, but I feel good.
Yeah. send us a tweet and let us know how Logan did for the first 30 minutes of the show.
For his improv exercise.
Oh, yeah. And shirts are available still, so get them. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got to come up with some, and we want some more unique shirts. Like, I kind of want a gunslinger Tim Tracker shirt. So we need to come up with some different creative ones. If you hear something in the show that inspires you, have fun with it. We'll just start selling BLT Cruise shirts just to raise money for us to get a cruise.
We need a gator shirt, too, from the first episode.
Dong gator.
Hard to spell. All right. Bart, take us there.
Well, I mean, this is, once again, I think we're doing good work here. This has been an informative,
we didn't say what we wanted, we had experience. But you know what? I didn't eat, so let's just see.
I had a lean cuisine.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Take it out now. Now they know.
Right. So Tim enjoyed his lunch. I sort of enjoyed my lunch. Logan hasn't had lunch. But folks, one thing's for sure. We hope you enjoyed your lunch.